Vladimir Putin have ended their summit in Geneva, choosing as a location for the talks for its history of political neutrality. According to a White House official, the summit ended at 5:05 local time Wednesday when the P+5 expanded bilaterally between the two delegations concluded. The session was concluded after one bilateral meeting, according to the official, not two, as was previously scheduled. Now, Mr. Biden and Mr. Putin are scheduled to hold a separate solo news conference later on today. Before their meetings, the leaders thanked each other during a brief press opportunity that Sagar Magani described as chaotic.
U.S.-Russia summit has gotten off to a chaotic start. Outside the Geneva Lakeside Mansion, where Presidents Biden and Putin are meeting, there was unusually fierce shoving and shouting among American and Russian journalists and security forces who tried to block access. The chaos continued inside. Amid all the yelling, President Biden nodded. The White House quickly said he was not suggesting he does trust Putin, only that he was acknowledging the presence of reporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One possible outcome of the summit is the reversal of the recall of each of the country's ambassadors. What you're hearing is the sound of members of the militant group Hamas blowing up incendiary balloons used to strike at Israel. Israel aircraft have carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip, the first such raid since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. This is VOA News. German police say they are investigating a protest by the environmental group Greenpeace at a soccer match in Munich yesterday that apparently went wrong, injuring at least two people. Before the start of a Union of European Football Associations game between France and Germany at an arena in Munich, a man piloting a motorized parachute flew into the stadium. Parachute with kick-out oil and Greenpeace written on the back went out of control after hitting overhead cables, landing hard on the field, and sending debris into the stands. Greenpeace has since apologized via Twitter for the incident. Iran's reported desire to purchase a Russian advanced satellite system is not particularly concerning to U.S. security in the region, according to the commander who oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East. In an interview with VOA, General Frank McKenzie, a commander of U.S. Central Command, said Russia's satellite is not effective at targeting. He said, "You really can't do much with it. It would probably allow them to see something like the size of a school bus, which is not going to be particularly concerning to us." Earlier this month, U.S. and Middle East officials told the Washington Post that Iranian military officials have been deeply involved in the satellite acquisition and have made multiple trips to Russia since 2018 to work on an agreement to buy the system. In consecutive visits this month, Vice President Kamala Harris and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have conveyed to the most important U.S. partner that the Biden administration is taking a more nuanced approach to immigration than its predecessor, but still asking what more Mexico can do. Mayorkas said yesterday at the conclusion of 2 days of high-level meetings, "We have challenged one another with respect to what more each of us can do to address the level of irregular migration that has persisted for several months." In May alone, encounters with migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border inched up from April to more than 180,000. A top army leader is defending the Pentagon's response to the January 6 insurrection. Lieutenant General Walter Piott told a House panel Tuesday that the National Guard was delayed for hours because it had to properly prepare for the deployment. Piott also says senior military leaders had determined beforehand that there was no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. Piott is the director of the Army staff. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.